I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. After the Syrian government used chemical weapons on their own people, the United States led an airstrike on Syria's alleged chemical weapons facilities late last week. Now, in this conflict, a lot of attention is on the national players and country leaders. However, there are others outside of the spotlight who are also deeply affected. Tom Adamo with Heart for Lebanon says their ministry team serves Syrian refugees in Lebanon. He says,
they've become more anxious and a little bit more in desperate despair, if I can word it that way. The questions they're asking our team are, does this mean we'll never be able to go back home?
As the Heart for Lebanon staff field these questions from Syrian refugees, the gospel becomes an important message of hope. Pray for the conflict in Syria not to escalate, and for Syrian refugees to find comfort in Jesus. And Bethany Christian Services' Chris Beluski recently went to Ethiopia to check on the programs. He visited families in Bethany's Family Preservation Program and AIDS orphans receiving support. Well, Bethany is also starting to expand the work to refugees coming in from South Sudan. More than 300,000 people have fled to Ethiopia, and Beluski says 25,000 are unaccompanied minors.
We are now starting up programming or a partnership with the United Nations to help take care of those kids, those youth, to make sure that they get in a good home, that they're cared for properly in those homes, and then also making sure that they have access to services like basic education, clean food, water, and kind of the life-saving stuff.
So Bethany is sharing the love of Jesus with these refugees. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Did you know that 95% of deaf people in the world do not have a Bible in their own sign language? This month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a free 14-day prayer guide that'll help you pray for this unreached people group. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Kramer.